My name is Michael Horowitz. I'm a fellow at the Hudson Institute here in Washington, D.C. I worked at the Reagan administration. I have taught law, and it's my pleasure to be with you here today. China is growing economically, and yet I deal with China. I deal with many of the human rights activists in China. And there is such a hunger for a spiritual life in China, because materialism alone doesn't make for a good life. That's the story of the 20th century. And so the 21st century will be a century of faith. So these traditions, in a world that needs religious faith and will have it, whether we like it or not, whether the atheists like it or not, this will be a century of faith.
Okay.
And that is, if the 21st century is a century which encourages the best rather than the worst in us to come out, it will be a great, not a perfect century, but a great century for our children and grandchildren. And that's what I hope for, and that's what I work for every day. Islam is modern day Turkey. Turkey is one of the great countries of the world, and Turkey's potential is so extraordinary to put itself on the side of the 21st century in terms of what Islam becomes as a religion. So yes, of course, Turkey has an extraordinary role of leadership to play. I mean, there was a time when Islam was the leader in mathematics, in the arts, yes, and so forth. Go visit the Taj Mahal in India, as I have. There is no more beautiful architecture in the whole world.
But there is a target ideology of this, which is Darwinism, which controlled 99% of the world, claiming that life originated by chance, by random events. Natural selection, mutation are random events, chance, that means chance. And the species evolved other species by chance. So they say, Darwin put in the subconscious mind of the people, of course, Darwinism, you're a fighting animal. You have to fight for survival. If you are strong, you will survive by crushing the weak individuals. In the conflict is the cause of the progress. And these ideas were taken by Karl Marx and applied into the communism. He said, Darwin's book is the basis in natural history for our view, in a letter he wrote to Engels. And then Mao said, Chinese socialism is founded upon Darwin and the theory of evolution. 60 million people were killed in the Mao's regime, and then 20 million people in the Stalin's regime, and then 150 million people in the communist regime. Then Hitler got Darwin's ideas. Darwin was a racist. He said there are more evolved animals, less evolved animals, close to monkeys. And Hitler got this and applied into the fascism. He said, take away Nordic Germans and nothing will remain but the dance of the apes. And as you know, he slaughtered 6 million Jews because of his racist ideas based on Darwinism. So if you don't remove Darwinism intellectually with scientific evidences, this will inevitably lead into communism, into violence and the terror.
Well, look, I think Darwin, I agree with you. If we serve a power greater than us, which I think people want to do, that is exactly my point. That if there is no more faith, that's the story of the 20th century, we will turn communism into our faith. And the rivers of blood will flow. Exactly. And the rivers of blood will just flow like ocean. The Quran says we must protect and love and protect the rights of the non-believers as much as we do the believers. So yes, you were saying that we must look for scientific proof of the existence of God. And I agree, that's terribly important.